Phone Boy Speaks, episode 53, Tech News Headlines. So today I'm going to try something interesting. I'm going to look at the homepage of The Verge and just look at the headlines and just kind of make snarky commentary. I mean, come on. You want to do it, I'm sure. I'm just doing it for you and saving you some time. Let's see. In their top stories, it says, Eric Schmidt will sell nearly half his Google stock for an estimated $2.51 billion. Doesn't he have enough money already? I mean, what's he going to do with that kind of money? That's what I want to know. Casinos Without Borders. I moved to Mexico to keep my job playing online poker. I didn't realize you could make money playing online poker. I thought it was a money-losing proposition. Obama will reportedly introduce cybersecurity executive order in wake of recent attacks. Yeah, like the president's actually going to be able to do anything. Like the government's going to be able to do anything. These hackers work 24/7 and, you know, the government doesn't exactly work 24/7. So I'm not quite sure what they think they're going to be able to do about it. I don't know. Keeps me employed, I guess. Microsoft job listing hints at unified Windows and Windows Phone development platform. Oh, come on. Like it's obvious that that was going to happen. I mean, why do we need a freaking job listing to figure that out? I mean, look at Windows 8 on the desktop and look at Windows 8 on the mobile phones. I mean, come on. It's the same freaking look and feel. There's no surprise that they're trying to do a unified development platform. I mean, come on, guys. Like, this is why I don't read tech news anymore, just because it's just so much blah, 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 blah. Do gestures make long-standing design guidelines obsolete? No. How the hell do you know to do a gesture? My problem with gesture stuff is while it's really nice and I like using gestures, there's no real good way to tell users what those gestures are. Someone almost has to show you, or you have to discover them accidentally. I mean, Felix is an app I use on app.net, and there's gestures in there I didn't know about. And yeah, I know Bill Kunz does a good job of providing some, you know, help page each time a new version comes out. But to be honest, I couldn't figure it out the first time that I used this last version, and I discovered some new stuff today. Hey, so I don't know. I still think you need to have good design. I don't think the masses are quite ready for gestures for everything, at least touch-based ones. And even then, I just kind of wonder. Homeland Security concludes laptop searches at borders don't violate civil rights. Well, I'm sure this will be covered on No Agenda, but needless to say, the Fourth Amendment might have something to say about this, although the government seems to be ignoring all of our civil rights and things in the Constitution for many, many years. So I guess this should surprise no one. And apparently there's a robotic theater in Japan, and somehow that doesn't surprise me. But anyway, that's my trolling of The Verge and the headlines that I felt was worthy of 5 seconds of snarky commentary. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.